Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. It is our second day of learning Bava Batra together, Mishnayot Gimel Dalid, today. Now, yesterday we talked about a place where the custom was to build a fence or a wall separating properties, so both sides would build the fence. But if it's not the custom, like it's an open field, a bika, an open plain, well, if one side wants to build it, the other side doesn't have to cover expenses. Now, Mishnah Gimel analyzes that a little further. Hamakif et chavero mishlosh ruchotav. What if the outer owner fences in the inner from three sides? V'goder et rishona, v'tishniya, v'tishlishit, and he's doing one side at a time, the first side, the second side, the third side, ein mechayvin oto. The guy in the middle doesn't have to pay. After all, we're dealing with an open area, a plain with fields, and the minhag is they don't really have to build fences here, but the outer landowner wanted to build the fences. So the first three sides doesn't pay, but the implication is if the owner of the outer area fenced in all four sides, then the guy in the middle would have to defray some expenses. He would have to pay half the costs. However, the Mefarshim and the Gemara, they point out he wouldn't have to pay for half the costs of the actual fence that was built. He could pay half the cost of a very basic, very simple fence, because that's all he would have built to keep out animals and trespassers. But Rabbi Yossi adds, im omed v'goder tevit, if the guy in the middle, he stood up himself and went ahead and closed off the fourth side to surround his fence with fences using three sides that the outer guy built and one that he's built now himself, Migogalina love etzakol. We make him pay for everything. Really, we make him pay for half of everything, because now he's shown us that he's very happy that his neighbor built fences on three sides of his property, because he's gone and added a fence to the fourth side. Now on to the fourth Mishnah Dalid, Kotel Chatzer Shenafel, a wall in a shared courtyard. Well, as we learned in Mishnah Aleph, this used to be a shared courtyard, and the residents that were sharing the courtyard decided to divide it up and make a fence or wall down the middle. And now it's shnuffle. This wall fell down. So machayvin oto livnaito ad arba amot. We make the partners can make each other pay to rebuild the wall up to four amot. That's about 2 meters, about 6.5 feet. But that's even when the original wall was taller. The original wall might have been 6 amot, and now, you know, they're going to build a replacement wall. They can't make the other side pay for more than 4 amot worth of wall. And the payment is bechezkot shenoton, with a chazaka, with an assumption that both sides paid, ad shiyavi raya shelo noton, unless one side can bring a proof the other side didn't pay. The assumption is they'd both put their money together before they actually started rebuilding this wall. Me'arba amot l'mala, we don't require one side to contribute if the other side wants to build it higher than 4 amot. So what if the two partners, I mean the two neighbors, now have rebuilt their fence up to 4 amot, and one of them wants to go higher, the other one doesn't. So they shared the cost of those first 4 amot, and then one side builds it up to 6 amot. And then the Mishnah adds, somach lo kotel acher. And the guy who didn't pay, he attaches a wall, now a 6 amot tall wall, to this extended height wall that his friend built the additional height on. Afo pishalo natan lav et tikra, even though he didn't put any roof beams or anything over, you can imagine maybe he's using that wall as part of his sukkah. And now he's building a sukkah onto that wall using the 6 amot of height. He hasn't put the schachan yet even. Megogalin lav et hakol, we'd make him pay for half of the expenses of the additional height, because now he's shown us that he's enjoying that his partner, his neighbor, built that additional height to the wall above 4 amot. Bechezka shelo natan, and the chazaka is he hadn't paid for it, the guy who didn't build the height addition, achiyavi raya shenatan, until he brings proof that he's actually contributed towards half of the expenses of the additional height. Yashar koach, tizku lemisvot.